This is a special series of Bible studies on the Gospel of Mark. It was done at the request of the Far East Broadcasting Company. The scripture reading is done by my good friend, Ken Brooks. Yes, this is the Emmaus Bible Hour, a program for you and your family, a time to study the Bible together. We urge all of our students to study with the Bible open before them. We want to know what the Bible teaches, and so open your Bible to Mark chapter 11, and we'll begin reading from the 15th verse. And by the way, you may use any version of the Bible that you have in your home. We're using the NASB translation, but you use the one that you have. There are many good translations today. Now, Mark 11, verses 15 and 16.
And they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to cast out those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the table of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he would not permit anyone to carry goods through the temple.
If we could get an idea of what the temple was like in our mind's eye, it would help us. There was a large outer court called the Court of the Gentiles. And within that, the temple itself, or what was called the court of the priests. In many translations, the word temple is used for both areas, but there was a great difference. In the outer area, Jews and Gentiles could freely move. However, in the special inner area, or temple itself, only the priests could enter. Our lesson today takes place in the outer area. However, it is interesting to note that Judas Iscariot went right into the holy place, the inner court, when he cast down the 30 pieces of silver. It was a place where he should not have been. But in this particular incident, we find the Lord Jesus dealing with a problem in the court of the Gentiles, the outside court. It was an area that should have been used for prayer and preparation of the hearts of the worshipers. Instead, it had become a place of business. A temple tax had to be paid. The people were coming from areas where different kinds of money were used. They were required to pay in one kind of coinage, the shekel of the sanctuary. The money changers were making money in this exchange. They were also selling doves in the court of the Gentiles. Now, these doves could be bought outside at a low price. However, a temple inspector would find something wrong with them and then advise them to buy a dove inside. Of course, prices were very high on the inside. In fact, the whole business of buying and selling doves was in the hands of the family of the high priest. Now, with this background, you can see why the Lord Jesus took the action that he did. Note Mark 11, verses 17 and 18.
And he began to teach and to say to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations'? But you have made it a robber's den." And the chief priests and scribes heard this and began seeking how to destroy him, for they were afraid of him, for all the multitude was astonished at his teaching.
Some artists paint pictures of the Lord Jesus and make him look very feminine. I think they're wrong. This is one of the passages that to me indicates that the Lord Jesus was a man's man. You'd have to be a man to step in and cast out the sellers of doves and overturn the tables of the money changers. He was stirred deeply when he saw while they were taking advantage of the poor people, and worst of all, doing it in the name of religion. The Lord Jesus offered, yes, and he still offers salvation free. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It cost him much. He gave his life. He shed his blood. But he offers a salvation that we could never pay for, but he offers it to us as a gift. Let us beware of anyone or any group who would sell spiritual things. A undoubtedly the common people were happy that the Lord Jesus, what he did there in the temple area. We know that the common people heard him gladly. Notice now how the day ended.
And whenever evening came, they would go out of the city.
They undoubtedly went back to Bethany each evening. It was near, and there was a place where he was always welcome, the home of Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. The next day, they passed the fig tree, and Peter noticed that it was withered. The answer of the Savior is significant.
Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted him. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they shall be granted to you, and whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your transgressions. Mark 11:22-25.
Here is a short course of study on prayer. Faith is essential. We read in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please God. We're saved by faith. We walk by faith. And also this matter of forgiving others is important. The Amplified New Testament translates a part of verse 25 as follows. If you have anything against anyone, forgive him. Let it drop. Leave it. Let it go. We might view it in this way. If we come to the Lord requesting something, and yet in our hand we hold something against another person, we're not ready to receive then something from the hand of the Lord. Drop it. Forgive. Receive what the Lord wants to give us. Often in prayer we're getting to the place where we can receive what the Lord wants to give us. Before we have our hands full of our own things and these things against other people, the Lord tells us to drop them. Have open hands as we come to Him and receive what He wants to give us. The chapter ends with the chief priests and scribes trying to trap the Lord Jesus. Remember, they had not at all been happy with his throwing the money changers out of the temple area, and they were seeking to destroy him. He asked them a question in return. It was a question as to his authority that he asked, and his question about John the Baptist would have helped them, but they were not after help. They hated him and were trying to trap him. As we close chapter 11, we remember that some cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord! But on the other side, we have the money changers, the scribes, the leaders. The world is still divided between those who receive him and those who reject him. Where do you stand?
Thank you. If you open up the door, now let's see.